This is Wisconsin Today. The universities of Wisconsin has a lot going on these days, with a recent request for a funding increase in the next two-year state budget at the top of that list.
Plus, a review of UW programs around the state just wrapped up, and low enrollment majors could face cuts. Also, members of a committee formed by state lawmakers have brought back a suggestion to split UW-Madison from the system as a whole.
Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is with us now for a look at those stories and more. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's good to be with you today.
Lot to talk about. Let's start with that budget request, $855 million increase. Make the case for that boost.
Well, I think we start with a proposition that Wisconsin is currently 43rd out of 50 states in terms of its public support for its university system. The $855 million over the 2 years of the biennium would get Wisconsin to the average or median level. We think that's a reasonable ask to continue to ensure affordability and accessibility for Wisconsinites to our 13 great universities.
Earlier this week, we talked to Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger, who will serve again on the Joint Finance Committee, big part of any budget request. Here's a bit of what he had to say about that request.
Personally, I think the UW needs to get focused on what's important. Expanding, just so you can say that you spend as much as somebody else is, I don't know, Not is a non sequitur.
So skeptical of ranking state by state budget funding, say, hey, what are you giving us for the money we're giving you?
I think we start with affordability and accessibility. One of the things we have in our budget request is a tuition promise, and this would allow students of lower socioeconomic means or even the middle class to benefit after grants and everything else in order to take tuition off the table in terms of people attending our universities. Universities of Wisconsin we are focused on serving the state and helping Wisconsin win the war for talent. We've set a very aggressive goal in terms of increasing the number of graduates from our universities. And those are the future nurses and data scientists and engineers and teachers. And that list goes on and on. If we don't produce those graduates, the jobs that the great employers of Wisconsin are creating today are going to go unfilled. Those jobs are going to move outside of the state. And to the extent that they can't be moved, people are going to get suboptimal service and a quality of service, not because the people aren't good, but they're serving too many people.
Staying with the state legislature, some members of this Legislative Council Study Committee looking at the universities are bringing back this notion of splitting UW-Madison off from the rest of the system, saying, hey, it is its own unique duck. It is more, it needs to run itself, and then it'll be better for everybody. You, I believe, are not a fan of that notion.
You know, I don't think it makes a great deal of sense to be candid. And I think Chancellor Mnuchin and I have said the same thing. I know Governor Evers has said the same thing. And if you think about it, I believe we are better together. The 13 universities work well together. There's a lot of collaboration among our 13 universities. And you think about just a dairy innovation hub or a freshwater collaborative, our work among our multiple universities, and to create a separate bureaucracy to oversee UW-Madison, and then creating additional competition between our publicly funded institutions of higher education in the state makes no sense to me. And then there is extraordinary administrative costs associated with that. We get the benefit of purchasing power. We get the benefit of being able to have one common, and we are working toward having one common HR and finance structure, replacing an antiquated system that's currently in place. If we were to separate Madison from that, that system would have to be replicated in two different places, and it would be a lot more costly. And I think for all of those reasons, the notion of splitting off Madison is not a wise one.
The universities of Wisconsin have been doing a big review, an outside review of how the system works. One of the big takeaways from the latest findings of that review, a closer look at low enrollment programs, majors and other programs at campuses around the state. What do you see there? What are some of the changes you might see coming?
Yeah, and I think we need to step back a little bit. We did brought in a third party to review us because we wanted to make sure that our universities thrive and are vibrant for future generations. So that was really the starting point. As it relates to program array, I mean, that is always evolving. And if you think about today, we educate nearly 40% of our graduates are in the STEM or healthcare fields. That's up 30% in the last 10 years. So you think of this natural evolution of programs being needed to being created to serve the demand in Wisconsin, and then some programs are going to be lower enrolled, and we need to look at those programs. And just to give you some point of reference, over the last 5 years, we have closed or discontinued over 100 programs among the universities of Wisconsin. So this is an ongoing process. I think what the third-party assessor came in and suggested is that there be a little bit more oversight from the Board of Regents in that process. This is still going to take place on our campuses. This is not going to be top-down driven, but I think just to provide that a higher level of visibility for our Board of Regents. Right now, our Board of Regents have a process by which they approve programs. And I think what will ultimately flow from this is a process by which the board will review program discontinuances and program suspensions. I think it's all healthy governance, but I don't think it's going to change the world a great deal because this is an area that has always evolved. This is not something new, and program array is not static. It evolves over time.
Something we're seeing in the news today, actually, Jay, a growing list of campuses around the country warning international students, saying, hey, get back here. Even if classes haven't started yet, get here before inauguration day because of possible travel bans with the new presidential administration. Are you keeping an eye on this? Are you doing things to help international students at the UW system in an uncertain transition time?
You know, I think our international students have certainly gotten that information from a variety of sources, including us in specific communications. And I think it's an area that we have to watch moving forward about what the incoming administration may be. But I think our international students are well aware of the potential challenges and will react accordingly.
Jay, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again today.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
That's Jay Rothman, president of the Universities of Wisconsin. As a note, WPR is a service of UW-Madison. Do you have thoughts or concerns about the future of UW campuses around the state? Maybe a personal experience to share? You can email us, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Your questions, your comments could drive future coverage.